Can you relate to the following? You're a business owner. You look around and you see the value of building an audience online. You've heard all the advice about growing a personal brand. You've heard that attention is the new oil. And honestly, you believe it. You know that if you could just grow an audience, you would lower your marketing costs, you'd make life easier on your sales team, and you'll enjoy all the other benefits like easier recruiting, better networking, and inbound opportunities that come to you. So you've given it a go. Maybe you've launched a podcast or a newsletter. Maybe you've gone all in on LinkedIn or Instagram or another platform. You're publishing regularly. You've hired help. Maybe even you've brought in a few consultants. You've invested in content and audience building because you know that in this day and age, it matters. And maybe even you've seen some glimpses of traction. A post or two has gone viral, or maybe a few sales have come in directly from content, and you're like, yes, that is it. That's what I'm going for. But for some reason overall, the results still don't match the effort and the investment you've made. Leads are inconsistent. Sales are anecdotal. You're not sure why things aren't growing. You're getting a little bit, maybe a little something, but content still isn't a core growth engine in your business. Not yet. But it's not for lack of trying. You've put in the time and your team has too. You've invested capital, attention, brain power. You're not trying to go viral. You don't care about that. You don't want to be famous, but you do want to build an audience of the right people. But right now, everything's super noisy. It's loud. It's scattered. Everyone's yelling about AI. Your podcast, your email, your social, your newsletter, these things aren't working together and sending the right leads into your sales funnel. Or maybe you don't even have a sales funnel. These things aren't feeding each other. And for some reason, no one on your team seems to know what to do. My name is Kev Michael, and that's the pain that I've seen over and over again. And honestly, I feel it too. Over the past 7 years, I've helped more than 500 entrepreneurs grow their audiences and refine their content systems, specifically through podcasting. And along that journey, I've generated several millions in revenue from my own audience. And even with that experience, I'm still not sure. What's working now? What should I double down on? And why isn't this thing working the way that it used to? All of that is why I created this show. This is Chief Audience Officer, a show for founders, CEOs, and marketing leaders who are tired of putting in reps without results. You're tired of chasing shiny objects. You're tired of hopping from content strategy to content strategy and hiring all these different freelancers and contractors. And what you want instead is a clear, focused, 360-degree strategy to build an audience that actually buys your stuff. Because here's my theory. In businesses that are not currently audience-driven, nobody actually owns audience growth. You've got the CEO, the founder, maybe a CFO or a CMO or a chief revenue officer. Maybe these people are fractional, or maybe you're a solopreneur who's wearing all these hats yourself right now. But in all those cases, nobody's wearing the chief audience officer hat. The person who is accountable for the full audience ecosystem, from the content that makes people discover you, the lead generating content, to the content that earns tons of trust, the lead nurturing content, to the systems, processes, and funnels that turn that trust into happy clients, paying customers, and increased revenue. And because you don't have a chief audience officer, your audience growth is fragmented across different platforms. It gets deprioritized every quarter, or it gets delegated to people who don't have a strategy and sometimes don't even know what they're doing. This show is my attempt to fill that gap for you and honestly, for myself. Chief Audience Officer is going to be your partner in figuring out what's working in audience growth right now. It's going to be here to help you focus, to help you choose the right audience growth strategy based on your goals, your skills, and your resources, and to help you diagnose when something is off and reinforce when you're on the right track, even if results haven't shown up yet. And yes, I'm also going to be documenting and sharing everything that I'm learning as I try things, test things, and scale my own audience and business. I'm going to make mistakes, and I'll share them here so you can avoid them. I'm also going to find stuff that's working, and I'll share those too so you can try them on for yourself. And finally, I'm also going to bring on people who have audience-driven businesses. Some of them are going to be people you've heard of, and I'll get to ask them the questions you've always wanted the answer to about how to grow and have an audience-driven business. And some of the people I bring on, you haven't heard of, but they've done it. And they've got something to share with you that might be all the difference. So if you're a founder, a CEO, a marketing leader, or an operator who is tired of chasing content trends, and you're ready to own the relationship between attention, audience, and revenue, this is going to be your show. My name is Kev Michael. My goal with this show is to be your chief audience officer. So if that sounds good, subscribe to the show now, and let's build you an audience that buys.